And it's 6 minutes after the hour. Today is Wednesday, the 31st of July, the last day of the month. And with me now here on a Judo Afternoon are Marion Call and Annie Bartholomew to talk about the showdown at the Gold Town. How are you doing, Marion and Annie?
Hey, wonderful.
Excellent. We should be outside having some of the new hard seltzer from the brewery that I just learned about. Maybe later. So, so what are we looking at happening? I mean, obviously, there's always crazy fun stuff happening at the Gold Town, but this sounds like it's even extra crazy and extra fun. So do tell.
This is pretty special. We're calling it Southeast by Southwest, which I realize is just south, but we're sending Southeast Alaskan artists to Austin, Texas, and we're putting four of our Juno bands that are pretty well-loved up onto a big main stage show at an international music conference. We're also bringing a lot of musicians from Anchorage, from around the state. It's an Alaskan and a traveling exhibition of musicians who are, you know, just kind of a few of the top-notch performers in our state. And we want them to go out and get training being a professional indie musician, and we want the rest of the world to hear them. So this Friday night at the Gold Town is a preview of our Juno cohort that are going on this Austin trip all the way to South by Southwest venue. So we'll call it good.
And tell it, for some listeners may not know what South by Southwest is, so a little more info about that would be great.
Austin, Texas is one of the big music capitals of the country right now, kind of Austin and Nashville. You know, when you think of centers where music is made and where music is heard and where music gets popular, Austin is one of the top places. South by Southwest is a famous festival they have there. And I don't know, I'd love to have like a South by Southeast or North by Northwest kind of thing going on in Alaska one of these days. Our Alaska music scene is just fantastic. And I, for one, want the world to know. So I'm excited to be bringing some Alaskan artists all together as a crew out to Texas to play together and learn the ropes of being an indie musician.
And I think someone told me once that Keep Portland Weird was actually stolen from Austin. And
it was.
Keep Austin Weird actually was the first version of that.
Keep Austin Weird was originally a Keep Walmart Out of North Austin campaign. Long ago.
I knew you would know, Marion. I knew.
So, I recorded my last couple albums in Austin. I spent a lot of time there.
That was my recollection. You performed at the festival as well.
Once back in the day, I perform at some of the cool venues, I think. But I've learned that it's not always best to go to a festival where 20,000 musicians are also playing.
If you're going to South by Southwest, get as far away from the conference center
and
hit all the other gigs. And that's where you actually get to meet the musicians, just being musicians, not doing their thing.
Yeah.
But there's great music everywhere in Austin, and we're super excited to bring these Alaskans there and have them see what it's like out in the big world of music.
So what exactly is going to be happening on Friday night? What's the rundown going to be on Friday? It's from 9 to 11 at the Gold Town.
Uh-huh, 9 to 11 at the Gold Town. Not too early, not too late, just right for a Friday night. It's a fundraiser concert, and we're putting on four terrific bands. We're putting on Thistle and Myth, which is Guy and Stacey Unzicker's new outfit. They're amazing. We had them play at the Rookery a few months ago, and oh my God, they just blew our minds. Guy Unzicker, of course, is John Unzicker's son, one of the great guitar teachers here in town and performers. We have Radiophonic Jazz, Chris Talley and Arius Hoyle. They'll be performing some of their own tunes along with some IAK tunes that they've written with the Clinkett Haida. And
so Annie much D. fun hip hop. I will not be doing hip hop there. I'm going to be doing some of the songs I did at Folk Fest based on the history of the Klondike Gold Rush, but I'm going to do them on banjo this time.
Banjo!
I'm like learning to play banjo right now, so trying to take these guitar songs, put them into banjo, and show it off
to the next level, man.
And Marion Call is going to be there with her band.
With a band. This is new for me. They're called the Gutter Snipes. Marion Call and the Gutter Snipes. We're going to be playing some rock tunes that I'm pretty excited about. I haven't done this before. I've been very folksy and very calm and very mellow, but it's summertime and we want to play some beachy rock songs.
Are there tickets available in advance or just at the door?
Tickets in advance, yes. You can find the link on our Facebook event or on all our posters. It's southeastbysouthwest.bbt.me. Look me up on Facebook. You'll be able to find it. It's all I'm talking about.
Okay. And it's probably going to be pretty busy. Of course, the crowd and the audience will be big enough. But with all those performers, the whole hallway there outside is going to be kind of like during Colette's Holiday Bazaar.
Oh, please. Everybody come on down and hang out. It's going to be a great spot. We will get you all popcorn. come hang out. It's going to be a great show. I'm really enthused. You can get tickets in advance. It is all ages. We encourage, if you're younger and you want to go to a rock show, come on out. We would love to have you there. And the Gold Town is such a good space to hear music. You can actually hear everything that's going on. It's just terrific.
Well, it should be a good show. Friday's going to be a busy day. We're actually having a block party over at the Jack.
That's right.
I don't know if it's going to be outside or not because it's Gigi Monroe and friends. And they may want to
be
inside.
Can't get your wigs wet. Come on.
Well, it's supposed to be, you know, weather forecasts being what they are, it's supposed to be kind of hot and sunny and lovely. So, but whether it's in the main hall at the Jack or in the Centennial Hall courtyard, there is a First Friday summer block party going on. It's First Friday, so there'll be things going on all over downtown.
That's right.
And then this is a great way to kind of wind into the later evening at 9 p.m. So.
Oh, absolutely. Go do your First Friday, do your block party, hit your art galleries, get some great dinner downtown, and then come see us at the Gold Town at the end of the evening.
Excellent. So, Annie, you're going to play a song for us.
Yeah, this is one based off an article during the 1890s that I adapted to song.
Go for it.
In 98, we were Yukon bound, 30 miles, she run aground. Dawson City, no work to be found, only trouble and gold by the pound. I'm gonna lie, gonna cheat, gonna steal. I'm gonna fake all the things I can't feel. And when I meet my savior, honey, I will kneel and work this room till I get a better deal. And work this room till I get a better deal. Whitechapel woman, this old girl, I'll be your sweetheart if you give me a whirl. But ain't no man gonna buy off me for life as a wife to misery. For life is a wife to misery. From the moment I did decide, I was bathed, I was baptized. Silk and lace be my disguise. I will suffer, I will rise. I'm gonna run, gonna float, gonna fly. I'm gonna swallow all the tears I cry. And if you see me on the by and by, don't you call me by my name, lest I'll die. Don't you call me by my name, lest I'll die. Watch every woman, this old girl, I'll be your sweetheart if you give me a whirl. But ain't no man gonna bow off me for a life as a wife to misery. For a life is a wife to misery. Bienvenue à la demi-monde.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks so much for having us,
Thank you.
Yeah, so that takes us back to the Gold Rush days, and what a great song. And I didn't realize you were both going to be singing, so thank you, Annie Bartholomew and Marion Call, for regaling us and all of our listeners with us this lovely afternoon.
You got it. There's one more thing I should mention. This Friday night show is a fundraiser to get our musicians, Alaska musicians, on the world stage. I'm very excited about it. And if you can't make it Friday night, we'd love for you to, but if you can't make it, we're also fundraising through a mixtape we made. It's statewide. We've got some of the best artists in the state, Grammy winners and very well-recognized people, along with exciting new bands. They're all on this mixtape. You can find them at akimi.bandcamp.com. Akimi, A-K-I-M-I, that's for Alaska Independent Musicians Initiative. That's this little group of us that are making this happen. So look us up and listen to Alaskan artists from all across the state.
And it's not actually a cassette tape, though, is it?
No, but it's still a mixtape.
It's still a mixtape.
The mixtape is eternal.
All
yeah,
right.
You can stream it on your phone. You can listen to it for free wherever, or you can download it, name your price, and support this effort.
Excellent. Okay, so this is Southeast by Southwest this Friday from 9 to 11. It's the 2nd of August. It's first Friday. It's at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. You can look it up on Facebook and get tickets in advance, or you can take your chances and show up at the door, but you may be bitterly disappointed if it's completely sold out.
Oh, we'll squeeze you in the hallway. You know the Goldtown.
That's right, exactly. The fire marshal never said anything about it. So, all right, thank you again, ladies. And I'm remiss in not having mentioned earlier that Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And we're going to listen to a little bit of radiophonic jazz now. Well, we await our next guest.